Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 26th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to see a flat opening as the GIFT Nifty indicates a muted start for the broader index with a gain of just 12 points at 19,869. On 25th of July, the BSE Sensex was down 29 points at 66,356, while the Nifty 50 rose 8 points to 19,681. The index has taken good support at the 10-day exponential moving average of 19,655 for yet another session. The pivot point calculator now suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,632, followed by 19,605. In case of any upside, 19,719 can be the key resistance area, followed by 19,745. US markets. Futures tied to the S&P 500 were trading flat after a batch of key earnings and ahead of US Federal Reserve policy rate decision. Futures tied to the Dow Jones slipped 42 points or 0.1%. Mega cap stocks were among the biggest movers in the extended trading session following their respective earnings reports. Google's parent Alphabet rose more than 6% as cloud revenue growth helped propel the company to a better than expected quarter. On the other hand, Microsoft slid more than 3% after reporting slowing cloud revenue growth. Investors are now counting down to Federal Reserve's latest interest rate policy decision and the subsequent press conference with Chair Jerome Powell scheduled for Wednesday afternoon. That would be late Wednesday night in Indian Standard Time. The market is pricing in around 98% chance that the central bank raises interest rates, according to the CME FedWatch tool. That would mark a return to hikes after not increasing interest rates at the June meeting. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed as investors brace for the US Federal Reserve's rate decision on Wednesday. The Fed is expected to approve what would be the 11th interest rate increase since March 2022. Markets are pricing in an absolute certainty that Fed will approve a quarter percentage point hike that will take its benchmark borrowing rate to a target range of 5.25% to 5.5%. That would push the upper boundary of the federal funds rate to its highest level since January 2001. In Australia, futures for the S&P ASX 200 opened 0.1% higher ahead of its inflation figures for June. The inflation print comes ahead of Reserve Bank of Australia's rate decision on 1st of August and will be a key consideration for the central bank. In Japan, the Nikkei was down 0.46%, extending its losses from Tuesday, while the TOPIX also sunk 0.42%. South Korea's Kospi dropped 0.52% in early trade, but the KOSDAQ rose 0.62%, on pace to record 11th day of gains in 12 days. India's GDP growth forecast. The International Monetary Fund bumped up India's growth forecast for FY24, citing strong domestic investment while cautioning that the global economy is not out of the woods yet and the world's battle against inflation is far from over. The multilateral lender now expects India to clock 6.1% growth in FY24, up from 5.9% estimated in April. The FY25 growth forecast is unchanged at 6.3%. The IMF has revised its estimates after India reported strong growth numbers in the January to March, that is Q4 FY23 quarter. L&T gets board nod for 10,000 crore rupee share buyback. Engineering and construction major Larsen & Toubro will buy back as much as 10,000 crore worth of shares in its first ever return of capital to shareholders. The company's board has approved proposal to buy back 3.33 crore shares, representing 2.4% of the total paid-up equity share capital, at a maximum price of 3,000 apiece, the company said in a statement. The offer represents a premium of more than 17% to the 25th of July closing price of 2,561 rupees. The buyback is subject to shareholders' approval, and the buyback is also subject to approval from the Securities Exchange Board of India. This is L&T's second attempt after its earlier board-approved buyback of around 9,000 crore rupees was denied by SEBI, citing non-compliance with regulations. Tata Motors Q1 results. Tata Motors on 25th of July reported a consolidated net profit of 3,200 crore rupees, boosted by the improved margin in its passenger vehicle business and robust sales in its luxury car unit Jaguar Land Rover. The automobile manufacturing company had reported a net loss of 5,006 crore in the same quarter last year. Revenue from operations increased 42% year-on-year to 1.02 lakh crore rupees in the quarter under review. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, that is EBITDA, stood at 14,700 crore rupees, up 177% year-on-year. Tata Motors has also announced that it will convert its DVR shares to ordinary shares. The board has approved cancellation of DVR shares and issue of 7 ordinary shares for every 10 DVR shares held by shareholders. This implies a 23% premium over previous day's closing share price. Today, investors need to watch out for other results like Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, Dr. Reddy's, Tech Mahindra, Shri Cement, Tata Consumer Products, BPCL, Cipla, Punjab National Bank, REC and Colgate. According to the brokerages polled by Money Control, Bajaj Finance is expected to report a 30% year-on-year growth in net interest income and 27% jump in net profit when it announces its June quarter results later in the day. The growth is expected to come on the back of a 34% jump in new loan bookings during the quarter. According to the average of estimates, net interest income is set to rise to 6,824 crore rupees from 5,274 crore rupees in the same period last year. Net profit is likely to come in at 3,287 crore rupees compared to 2,596 crore rupees in Q1 FY23. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Amit Kumar Gupta, founder and CIO of Fintrec Capital. He has a contrarian view on agrochemical stocks. Let's listen in.
The agrochemical sector has encountered a challenging external environment due to delayed progress of monsoons and oversupply from China. Now, the industry has witnessed high channel inventory and unprecedented price drops for a few active ingredients due to competition from China and distressed selling by some parties. We are taking a contra approach in this space and have started building positions gradually over the last month. Let me just explain the investment rationale for this. Monsoon rains have been erratic on a monthly basis, with June in a minus 10% deficit and July as a 13% surplus. While good rainfall from this month onwards is positive, given July and August are key months for sowing, the north and the west region continue to face excessive rains, while the east and the northeast regions faces a deficit. Now, excessive rains dissuade farmers from engaging in spraying activities and also lead to slow sowing for major crops except rice. Now, if the rains continue, then the standing crop faces issues of waterlogging and damage. I expect that the sowing activities to continue to improve in other regions, but delayed rains might lead to farmers shifting to short period varieties, which essentially would mean fewer pesticide sprays, and too much rains would during the latter part can also lead to crop damage. However, on the positive side, if any adverse weather conditions occur, then this could lead the crop prices even higher, and that could result in more demand for agrochemicals in the next season, since farmers would want to take advantage of the high crop prices. Now, on the general agrochemical fronts, I'm not too much worried because prices there have normalized and almost back to pre-COVID levels in some cases. However, in our view, the generic agrochemicals prices should stabilize over the next couple of months and do well from the second half of this financial year. It should also be noted that the world grain production for the next 2 years, this calendar year and the next one, that is likely to close at a record high, and grain prices are still well above the 5-year average. Now, since the majority of the agrochemicals usage, more than 40% in fact, is for grains, I don't foresee an issue in demand for agrochemicals, especially for the patented ones. A high crop price environment favors patented agrochemicals usage. And that's the area which is, it looks very, very interesting to me at this point of time. As per our scuttlebutt channel checks, the patented agrochemical technical prices have remained largely stable over the last 12 months, and hence the demand increase should directly get translated into revenue growth.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.